Listening Library presents The Homecoming War by Addie Woolridge. Read for you by Tyla Collier. For Great Aunt Patty, thanks for sharing your love and books with me. Chapter 1.
I can't believe they're forcing this on us. This was not the plan.
Definitely not the plan. Definitely hate it.
Nadia and I stood still and squinted up at the freshly christened Huntersville High building. The nervous pit that had been growing in my stomach since the announcement last week that Hirono High was being combined with our rival, Davies High, was expanding by the second. The district had been too cheap to spring for new signage before the school year started, and instead opted to hang a vinyl banner in front of what used to be Davies to welcome everyone. Guess the school board wasn't joking when it said it was strapped for cash.
We're going to get so many complaints.
Nadia stamped her foot, and I would have laughed, but this was serious. I'd already heard from no less than half of Hirono's junior class about how much it sucked to have to change schools. If given the choice, some of my classmates would probably rather have gone to class with the toxic mold at Hirono than show up here. Worse, I kind of agreed with them. But I was junior class president, the bridge between the administration and the student body, so it wasn't like I could put, "Yeah, it blows," in an email and send it off. Instead, I had to be diplomatic, and so far, it wasn't going great.
This was supposed to be our year,
said Nadia, Hirono's junior class vice president, then started listing off all the supposed to happens on her fingers, her electric blue manicure flashing in the sunlight.
Planning homecoming? Student store policy revisions? Updating the dress code?
Nadia's general energy was always around a sass level 7, but when she was mad, it could crank up to 10. If someone didn't calm her down soon, she'd be in the school board president's office threatening to tie herself to the old building until they revised their verdict.
We were going to make all the important decisions that we'd write about on our college applications. Instead, we'll be dealing with this.
I'm sure we can still do some of that. I tried to sound enthusiastic as the buzz in the parking lot picked up around us. Nadia and I had arrived early to greet our classmates and try to win over a few of the Davies students to our voting block, just in case new elections were held for our combined school. Instead, we wound up with a front row seat to everyone pointing out that the former Davies Kraken was still proudly outside of the school, while the Hirono Mustang was in a junk heap next to our now sealed-off old building.
Hi, Meg.
A fellow junior on the debate team called to me from the back of the parking lot.
Happy first day!
I waved back, mentally cataloging that she and her boyfriend hadn't arrived together, which may mean that the rumors of their breakup were true. I'd avoid mentioning him to her until I was sure. Wouldn't want to alienate anyone on the first day.
Satan's favorite Barbie at 3 o'clock,
Nadia mumbled out of the side of her mouth. I turned to see Freya Allenson walking directly toward us and tried to stop my lip from curling. As usual, she was perfectly put together with her slick blonde ponytail and her long features just a little too pinched to be pretty. Of course she's here early, probably with a list of grievances too. Where do we think she got that sunburn she's calling a tan?
Likely in hell, but she'll probably say Barbados.
I smiled, waved, and put my sunglasses on so she couldn't see me looking for a place to hide. I didn't feel like dealing with Freya's backhanded compliments or outright jabs about how I won class president only because I was lucky or because diversity is in now. The idea that I won because people like me and I'm good at this job never crossed Freya's mind. Harder still was knowing that she'd managed to pull about 25% of the votes, which meant that a good chunk of Hirono's junior class agreed with her. I was just about to dig deep and accept the fact that I didn't know Davies's layout well enough to hide when someone pounced on my shoulders, sending my pulse racing as my knees locked to keep me from collapsing.
Holy!
Got you.
Riley Fisher, our class secretary, shouted, and they bounced around to face me and smiled like they'd won a prize.
Riley, are you trying to kill me?
Sorry, Meg. Didn't you hear me calling for you? I've been yelling from the front door for like 5 minutes.
Riley's face faltered slightly as they looked at the two of us.
Obviously not,
Nadia said, clutching her chest, then immediately pulling her hand away so she didn't wrinkle her crisp white tuxedo shirt.
Don't worry about it, I said, smiling and elbowed Nadia. Riley had been a trickster since we were in the second grade, but they had a heart of gold. Nadia was really only mad that they scared her and probably forced her to forget whatever she was planning to say to scare Freya off.
How was your summer?
Fairly excellent. Spent most of it working at Mayfield. Like my suntan?
Mayfield? What tan?
Nadia asked, looking for even a hint of sun on Riley.
You are still exceedingly pale.
Jewish summer camp 4 hours from here.
Riley shook their dark, shaggy hair out of their eyes and smirked like they couldn't wait for the punchline any longer.
The tan I got from working in the kitchen for 3 meals and 2 snacks a day, far, far away from the pool, horseback riding, or anything even remotely fun.
So, basically, you wish you'd stayed home and been bored with us? I asked as the three of us watched the parking lot fill up.
Pretty much. Nadia, how was your summer?
Let's see. I spent it being bossed around at my mom's office and watching Bengali soap operas with my grandma while helping my little cousins with their math workbook. So, pretty exciting.
What about...
Riley stopped as Nadia looked around them toward the parking lot. In fact, it felt like the entire class stopped to watch a red vintage Mercedes convertible pull into the lot, its speakers blaring some old school music. The wind whipped the driver's hair around in the impossibly cool way that people's hair moved in car commercials, and not the way it actually got destroyed in convertibles. As the car crept toward the front of the lot, a guy, standing next to the open door of his big truck, shut it, obviously freeing up a spot so the convertible driver could park.
Clever,
Nadia mumbled as all three of us realized what had happened. The driver had managed to reserve a good parking space up front without having to show up early or actually do anything to get it.
Who is that?
Riley asked as the driver shut off his engine and got out to do some kind of complex handshake hug with the guy who'd saved his space.
Is that?
Nadia started and then stopped as the driver turned to face us. The first bell rang, and my stomach dropped 3 inches as students began to file inside. I'd underestimated the Davies junior class president. My social media research had turned up that he was a baseball player who had an awesome Sweet 16 party for his entire class this summer that people were still talking about.
What?
Don't judge me.
It's not my fault some of his friends have open profiles with too much personal info on them. But I didn't know about the classic car, which made my vintage sunglasses collection look mundane. That entrance put me and Nadia's smile and wave plan to shame.
That's him.
I sucked in my breath and tried not to panic. Even with big black Wayfarer sunglasses on and from 25 yards away, he was unmistakable.
Let's go inside. Good thinking. Establish dominance. Make him come to us.
Nadia tugged Riley's arm toward the door, as if ignoring him had been my plan all along.
Okay, Riley said, then grinned. But then will you tell me who Convertible Hottie is?
Sure,
but you aren't gonna like it,
I said, refusing to glance back at the parking lot. I knew who was there, and the internet hadn't lied. Chris Chavez was undeniably cooler than us. And he had excellent taste in sunglasses.
Oh, come on.
I had wandered down the wrong crimson and gold-stripped hallway. Again. Sure, I could admit that Davies was bigger, newer, and shinier, and had better air conditioning. But I missed the old, dented hallways of Hirono.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?